Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
16th Congressional District Republican Congressman Darren LaHood joins us from Washington, D.C. They're voting on a new speaker in the House. Congressman, thanks for joining us. I know you're busy today. We appreciate your time.
Hey, John. Great to be with you and your listeners. Happy New Year to you.
Likewise. What's going to happen? Are the 20 going to eventually go with the tide, or is Kevin McCarthy eventually going to give up, and will you all find somebody else?
Well, we're on our fifth vote right now, John, and I'm actually in the cloakroom off the House floor. I'm going to have to go vote here. We're currently on F. We're going through alphabetical order. So, I think what we're finding out is, we only have a five-seat majority, the Republicans in the House. We have a disagreement on who should be our next speaker. Now, I will say this, John. 90% of my 222 colleagues support Kevin McCarthy. I support Kevin McCarthy. I've supported him on the last four ballots. I'm going to support him on this one. And we have a few, 10% of our membership that doesn't, roughly 20 members. But I think what we're seeing is democracy is messy. It is a little complicated. We're going through this process. I will say on the side, we're having good discussions. We're having dialogue. We're trying to get them to yes on McCarthy. But we're talking through this on how we fix some of the systemic things wrong with Washington, D.C. So it is a tortured process, John. But hopefully we'll be able to resolve that and get a speaker.
In all honesty, I don't mind the transparency. The idea that you would usher somebody in unanimously, I guess, is good for party unity. But if there's a disagreement among the ranks, I don't think we need to regard that as a great embarrassment. I think this might be kind of healthy, depending on how you all eventually resolve these issues.
Well, I agree with you, John. There is some of that. I mean, I think what's frustrating for some of us is we had the election in November. You know, it was certified roughly 2 weeks after that. We have a majority. This should have been worked out maybe before. And now we're on, obviously on this vote and we're dealing with this now. So, again, I think hopefully after this vote, this next vote, I think there'll probably be either one more or we'll recess. I think there'll be discussions within our conference. Hopefully those can continue to be constructive. And it shouldn't surprise anybody, John. We're talking about issues of why we're $31 trillion in debt and how we fix that. What can we do differently as Republicans to function better on behalf of the American people? So from a broader perspective, we're looking at what we can do differently. A lot of frustration about securing the southern border. What do we do about China? How do you reduce inflation? So, I mean, these are big issues, but I think, again, it may have to go a couple more days. I hope it doesn't, but it is part of our democratic system, and we're having good discussions on it.
Is a stumbling block how many votes necessary to recall the chair? Should it be one? Should it be five? Should it be half of the conference? What about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you have a motion to vacate the chair and it's one vote, I think you're essentially putting a gun to the speaker's head on everything. And so I'm not in support of that. Maybe it's five votes. Maybe it's 10 votes. I'm open on that. The other thing that I think needs to be pointed out is the opposition here, these 20 or so members of the Freedom Caucus, they've put up three different candidates now. They put up Jim Jordan. He lost. He voted for McCarthy. They put up Andy Biggs. He lost overwhelmingly. They put up Byron Donald. He's lost already on two ballots. He's about ready to lose on another one. So they're not gaining any votes. So listen, we are at an impasse. We are going to have to work through this. But hopefully that will be a constructive process. Now, I'm not going to guarantee you we're going to work it out, but I think we're going to have to continue to have these conversations moving forward. And listen, we're only 24 hours into this, John. Yeah. Our forefathers set up a system where we have 535 representatives, 100 senators, 435 reps, and when you don't all agree, this is what you have.
Congressman, is it possible you will put forward, though, a Steve Scalise or somebody else who's well-known and might appease the other side, at least if nothing else, they get McCarthy out of the way? Does it have to be Kevin McCarthy?
Well, I think when you have 90% of your conference supporting Kevin McCarthy, we rule by majority. I don't see that changing at all. I think he deserves it, right? He's worked hard as the minority leader for the last 4 years. He worked hard on recruiting candidates and being a loyal opposition. I think he deserves a chance. The other thing to remember, John, Let's put him in. We have a rule in our conference. If we don't like Kevin McCarthy in 6 months or a year from now, a majority of the conference, over 50%, can vote to get rid of him. So that's always been in place. So there are rules in place to do that. Let's give him a chance. I think he deserves it.
What is the conference most willing to give up on to accommodate the 20?
It's hard to say. In all honesty, I think they keep moving the goalposts, John, and that's been a point of frustration. Not all of them. There are a few that are negotiating in good faith, but they keep moving the goalposts, right? For instance, they want to be on plum committees, right? They want their members on plum committees. Well, we don't operate by affirmative action in the House Republican Conference. You got to earn that spot. You got to go before a steering committee. Kevin McCarthy doesn't pick who gets on the committee. Now, that's a little bit of inside baseball.
Yeah.
But essentially, they want their 10% of members to be on the top committees. That's not how things work.
Darren, is there one point person for the Freedom Caucus here? 19 of the 20, I understand, are in the caucus. Is there one person with whom you all are most negotiating?
Well, listen, I think Chip Roy, who is a part of that, is an honest broker. Chip is a friend of mine. He's very smart, very capable, comes from a conservative area in Texas. I think he's negotiating in good faith, and I think he's the point person.
Is there something that you all are more willing to give up on in order to accommodate them?
Well, I'm not going to get into the details of that. I think, you know, we're getting into the minutiae of rules and budgetary rules and how we bring bills to the floor. And again, I think those are good discussions, John, and we're going through those in detail. But you can't move the goalposts. Tell us what you want. We're happy to consider that. But again, when you have 90% of the Republicans of the 200 agree on McCarthy in the current rules, majority rule should matter. But when you have such a tight majority, that's why we're working through this. So again, when I say it's a torn process, that's what it is.
Congressman, do you have your ear to the other door? Where are they on the vote right now? They do it alphabetically.
They do. They're at the end of J's right now. So I probably need to go.
One last question from you then, because I've been looking at the rules as they are proposed, and some of them seem to me reasonable. For instance, 72 hours from the release of a bill before a vote on it. I think everybody would support that. And then some of these seem to be a little more punitive, going after the Biden administration, et cetera. Could you just give me a comment on the rules in general? Does it matter if who the Speaker of the House is? Will these rules all be in place?
Listen, I think the 72-hour rule, we already put that in place. That's a good one and a positive one. Some of these other ones that deal with budgetary issues, I think we got to look long and hard at those. But again, we rule by majority. You got to get a majority of the conference to agree upon that. But again, I think our membership is open to that as long as they don't move the goalposts. Hey, John, I'm sorry. They're on K's here. I got to jump. But happy to revisit with you at another time, John, okay?
Congressman Darren LaHood. Go vote, sir.
Okay. Happy New Year, John. Take care. Thank you.
And he continues to vote for Kevin McCarthy, as he has in the four previous turns. He'll vote in just minutes on the House floor. In fact, I don't know, Bob, if you can bring up the audio from the floor, but we'll probably hear his voice come through in just a couple of minutes here. What letter did he say they're on? He said they were on J or K.
Yeah, so they just did Chris Sumerthy, also of Illinois. So,
and he McCarthy. Voted for
LaHood.
There we go.
McCarthy.
That was fast. That was fast. He hung up from us, ran out of the cloakroom, found his microphone, or at least was able to shout out McCarthy. You just heard that. So they continue to vote now.